Patient's name is Hannah Clark. First name HANNAH. Last name CLARK. Date of birth 8/10/2005. Date of service 9/1/2022. History of present illness: a 17-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of left elbow pain. Radiates down to her pinky finger and up to her left shoulder. Patient states that about 5 years ago she did hyperextend her left elbow. It did get better, but then about 1 year ago, the pain came back, so she did go to Woodland Sports Medicine where she was treated and then received physical therapy and has not had any pain since then. However, pain did come back the last 2 weeks. Patient has taken Motrin, Tylenol, but she is getting no relief. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, drugs, E2OH or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 114 over 67, heart rate 62, respiration 16, temp 97.6, O2 99. She weighs 111 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed. HEE and T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, neck, negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations, even in labor, clear to occupation bilaterally. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel, sound, signs, 4, extremities. She's got normal range of motion in all extremities except for her left upper extremity. It is in a sling. She has no obvious swelling or contusions. She states she does have increased pain with any range of motion. Neuro ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan. Number 1, left elbow pain, and number 2, hyperextension of the left elbow. Patient does have an appointment scheduled with the orthopedic doctor, Woodland Sports Medicine, next week, but mom wants to see if we can give her something for pain. She thinks the physician of the orthopedic office did give her steroids last time, which did give her some relief, so we will do a Medrol dose pack, and then I will give her some Flexural pills as needed. I did offer a Decadron shot. However, she did refuse. If she has any worsening of symptoms, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Mom does agree with the plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.